The Chinese premier says Indonesian agricultural products are highly sought after in the Chinese market. His note to this, as well as announcing other goals with Indonesia following a meeting with Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Monday in Bogor, a city in the country's province of West Java. Li Keqiang has also discussed plans to help Indonesia build economic corridors. He says more Chinese experts and entrepreneurs will be involved helping build up Indonesia's ports, maritime economy, industrial processing, and overseas warehouses. Joko Widodo has promised to provide a more convenient business environment for Chinese investment in the Indonesian market. Li Keqiang's visit to Indonesia started on Sunday, which is the first stop on his first overseas trip since the new Chinese cabinet took office in March. The visit comes as the two sides mark the fifth anniversary of the creation of the China-Indonesia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. Li Keqiang has described China and Indonesia as important neighbors and natural cooperation partners.
We agreed to continue our relationship in creating peace in accordance with international values and commitments. We are united to safeguard the world's peace and stability. We are important economic entities in the world. We are together to push economic growth and protect free trade, and also give convenience to trade.
For his part, Joko Widodo says his side likes working with China.
We had a bilateral meeting where we discussed increasing our bilateral relationship to bring about benefits for both countries as two major countries in the region. I also conveyed that the strategic partnership between Indonesia and China could bring about peace and stability and benefit the world.
On Monday, the Premier also attended a ceremony marking the 15th anniversary of the creation of the ASEAN-China Strategic Partnership at the ASEAN Secretariat Office in Jakarta. The Secretary General of ASEAN has said the group hopes to work with China toward more innovation and expansion of the digital economy. Speaking at the event, Premier Li Keqiang says China wants to work more closely with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, particularly toward more free trade.
We hope that RCEP can achieve substantive breakthroughs this year and create conditions for the free and convenient development of economy, trade and investment in East Asian countries. We also pledge to the world that we will maintain and promote trade liberalization. China and ASEAN are comprehensive partners who are both inclusive and willing to learn from each other. We will continue to respect ASEAN countries' choice of development path that suits their own national conditions and write a new chapter of cooperation, sharing and win-win cooperation with ASEAN.
This past month's ASEAN summit in Singapore saw the 10-member bloc agree to try to hammer out the details of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership. The RCEP is meant to be a free trade area among the 10 members of ASEAN, as well as China, Australia, India, Japan, South Korea, and New Zealand. For CRI, this is Yu Yang.